Still shocked by this unexpected news, Anakin sat back in his chair and stared at the black glove covering his prosthetic hand. Why me? Master Yoda and the others don't really trust me, he thought. They never have. Since Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan's the only Jedi who stood up for me against the Council. He looked up again. This command should be yours, Master. You've got the experience, you've got the concussion, broken hand, broken leg, and so on, said Obi-Wan, impatient. Or I did have a few hours ago. I'm not fit, Anakin. I won't be fit for days. At least not fit enough to safely endure battle stress. And there's a good chance Bothawe doesn't have days. For all we know, Grievous is bearing down on the Both system as we speak. We still don't have a fix on his location? No, said Obi-Wan. And we don't dare ask the Bothans in case they've been compromised. That means we're flying blind on this one, Anakin. Anakin grinned. He couldn't help it. Exultation was swiftly overtaking doubt. A battle group of my very own, he thought. Yes! That's fine by me. Flying blind is what I do best. Obi-Wan didn't return the grin. Instead, he sat forward, his eyes anxious. This isn't a joking matter, Anakin. The fate of the Republic could rest on this mission. We can't lose Bothawe to Grievous and Dooku. Countless lives in the Bothan system are depending on you. Was the battle at the Teth Monastery amusing? All the clone troops who died there, all of Rex's men, was losing them funny? Stung, Anakin pushed to his feet. No, of course it wasn't. Then take this seriously. I am taking it seriously, he retorted, indignant. I know exactly how important this mission is, Master. The room's soft lighting showed a fresh sheen of sweat on Obi-Wan's pale face. Do you, Anakin? Do you really? I hope so. For all our sakes, I hope. Frustrated, Anakin swung about, feeling the servos in his prosthetic hand pulse as its fingers clenched. You don't think I can do this, do you? Despite Christophsis, you still see me as a kid, your apprentice, snot-nosed Anakin who can't be trusted to get the job done. Oh, don't be ridiculous, snapped Obi-Wan, breathing heavily. That's your own fear talking, Anakin. You'd best defeat it before it defeats you. I'm not afraid, Anakin snapped back. I know I can do this. I know I'm ready. I've changed. I'm not that greenie anymore, the Padawan who let himself get caught out twice on Geonosis. He held up his gloved hand, clenched to a fist. Trust me, Obi-Wan. I learned my lesson. You learned that lesson, yes, said Obi-Wan, blankets twisted in his fingers. But it doesn't mean you know everything yet, Anakin. You're still young. There are still many things you must... The rest of his lecture was lost in a gasp. Appalled, Anakin saw his former master's face drain dead white, saw the sheen of sweat on him transform to a drenching, felt pain explode through Obi-Wan like a random, vicious Sith lightning. Master! He exclaimed and leapt for the bed. Obi-Wan curled onto his side, knees snapped to his chest, teeth sunk into his lower lip. Anakin took hold of his shoulders and held him against the cruel, racking shutters. I'm sorry, he muttered as Obi-Wan shook. I shouldn't have shouted. I didn't mean what I said. You're right. I've still got a lot to learn from you, Obi-Wan. Nobody else has the patience to teach me. No other Jedi understands the way you do. Hang on. Hang on.